USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A temporary truce between the United States and the Taliban took effect, setting the stage for the two sides to sign a peace deal next week aimed at ending 18 years of war in Afghanistan and bringing U.S. troops home. If successfully implemented, the week-long reduction in violence agreement, which is now in force, will be followed by the signing of the peace accord on February 29th, wrapping up America's longest-running conflict and fulfilling one of President Donald Trump's main campaign promises. At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
President Donald Trump dismissed intelligence reports that Russia is attempting to interfere in the 2020 election, writing it off as a continuation of a Democratic disinformation campaign against him.
They said today that Putin wants to be sure that Trump gets elected. Here we go. I was told that was happening. I was told a week ago. They said, you know, they're trying to start a rumor. It's disinformation. That's the only thing they're good at. They're not good at anything else. They get nothing done. Do nothing, Democrats.
As Trump was addressing the crowd in Nevada, the Washington Post reported that Russia was also attempting to help Senator Bernie Sanders in his campaign for the Democratic nomination. Greyhound, the nation's largest bus company, said it will stop allowing Border Patrol agents without a warrant to board its buses to conduct any routine immigration checks. Greyhound has faced pressure from the American Civil Liberties Union, immigrant rights activists, and Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson to stop allowing sweeps on buses within 100 miles of an international border. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Republican congressman promised Julian Assange he would get a presidential pardon if he turned over information on the Russians. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
French members of the European defense team of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange are planning to ask President Emmanuel Macron to grant their client asylum in France. Assange is currently in a London jail awaiting the start of full hearings next week on a U.S. extradition request. His lawyers said that Assange deserves asylum in France because he has children there.
Penn State and the family of the late head football coach Joe Paterno announced they've resolved their differences 8 years after he was fired following Jerry Sandusky's child molestation arrest, although the statue of the revered coach will not return to its place outside the football stadium. The university issued a statement that said it settled long outstanding issues with the family and had agreed to pay a certain amount of the Paterno family expenses and wished to move forward. The total amount was not disclosed. The deal ends a lawsuit against the university by Paterno's son Jay, who is currently a member of the Penn State board. Jay Paterno had claimed the university commission report into the scandal had unfairly tarnished him and made him unable to find work as a football coach. In a phone interview, Jay Paterno called the agreement a relief, a long time coming. Joe Paterno was a Hall of Fame coach nearing the end of his career when a state grand jury summoned him to testify about Sandusky in early 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.